This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares, five-minute university today. George has called in from New Hampshire, USA Prepares instructor. George, I did some research, and I typed in bright speed, one word, on a search engine, duckduckgo.com. And I typed in Brightspeed, opinions. And it took me to betterbusinessbureau.org website. Plenty of complaints, all the ones that I've had. You know, I placed a service call, guy didn't show up. Placed a service call, didn't fix the problem. Placed a call to complain that my phone or internet wasn't working right, and they hung up on me. Over and over and over, same complaints. Exactly what's happening to me. Asked to talk to a supervisor, they put me on hold and hung up on me. That's what these complaints say. People are sick of Brightspeed. It's the worst telecommunications company in the universe. George, back to you.
Well, I found in these days, I mean, it would happen years ago sometimes, but now it's become a regular fact of life, that I call it the rule of threes. You have to have three visits to a doctor to find out what actually is the problem. And then even then, they may not be able to figure it out. You'll need three phone calls to a place just to get the answer that really, relatively speaking, could have been made available the first time out. So it's like they seem to be running people ragged more and more and more. And what I see this is, remember the old Soviet Union? It was a joke where I think President Reagan said it one time. He says a man was on a list to get a telephone installed in Moscow. So the man says, all right, we'll be coming in 10 years. On such and such a month, do you want morning or afternoon? So he says. So the man says to the official, he goes, "Well, could you tell me morning or afternoon?" Because, and the man says, "Well, why? It's 10 years in advance." He goes, "Well, the plumber will be coming in the morning." So, in other words, if you notice the way it's breaking down, is what it is.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I was thinking this morning before the broadcast, I have an opportunity to speak in public coming up in August, and I've accepted. And I was thinking about, you know, the opening of what I was going to say. And the opening line I've decided so far, subject to revision, but the opening line of my in-person presentation on stage is going to be everything's broken. Everything's broken. And I really believe that. I really believe everything's broken. It's designed to break. It breaks. And then people have been convinced into buying substandard everything. Everything. Substandard food. Food that doesn't have the nutrition. Gasoline that's been ameliorated with alcohol. Fewer miles per gallon. Absolutely true. Destroys the carburetors. Now, you know, a carburetor used to be something that would last the life of the piece of equipment. I've got a 1960 or 62 International Harvester, a little riding lawnmower, 10 horsepower, original carburetor, original tires, original transmission, clutch, literally original tires. And today, we've got, you know, parked right next to it in the barn, one that's much, much newer. Let's say 15, 20 years old. I've had to replace the tires, the engine, the carburetor. I've had to work on the carburetor a whole bunch of times. They just don't hold up. Whoever heard of a carburetor becoming a maintenance item? I'm not talking about cleaning it. I'm talking about replacing it like spark plugs and air filters. And if you call Troy Built and you say, what's up with your carburetors? It leaks. You put gasoline in the tank and fuel leaks right out of the carburetor onto the ground. What's up? Oh, yeah, well, no, that's a maintenance item. See, you're going to need to replace that, you know, like every year. That's the kind of things they tell you. At Troy Built. Troy Built used to be top of the line. Now it's MTD. That's Murray Lawnmowers. Those are the ones that were sold at Walmart. They were the bottom of the line. Murray, MTD, has bought all the other companies. All the companies that used to have great reputations are now Murray, MTD, Cheesy, fast to wear out. That's where we are. We have been Walmarted to the bottom, the lowest common denominator. And what's left? Do you think you could get advice or counsel on which piece of equipment to buy, the red one, the orange one, the yellow one, if you went to Walmart and you went to the lawn and garden department and talked to one of their experts? Do you think you could get real information as to which is the best and why? I have no clue. But it used to be that if you went to a company that sold power equipment for your garden or for your lawn, they would know because they worked on them. They had them in the back of the shop. They know which pulleys would fail. They knew which belts would fail. They knew which engines would fail. They knew what was the best of the best of the best. And they could say, you want to buy the Maytag, you know, because that's the strongest. That's the most durable. That's cost a little more money. But if you want to keep it for a couple decades, that's the one you buy. Now, there's nobody to tell you that information because nobody knows, because we have a bunch of bozos with smocks on that are acting like they are knowledgeable in the selling of the items that the store is selling. I'm talking about big box stores like Home Depot. I've asked one of the guys with the smocks at Home Depot. His name is Eric. I remember his name. Had it right on his smock. I said, Eric, I'm looking for a ball valve, and I see that you've got them in this color. You know, red is for hot, red handles are for hot, and blue handles for cold water. And I asked him for a specific one. He didn't know what I was talking about. I said, Eric, you don't know what you're doing. I'm paraphrasing. I said, I've got your name. I'm going to report you. I work for the home office. I'm going to report you. The guy just about wet his pants. Of course, I was kidding, but he didn't know that. And I was just sick of running into people who don't know what they're supposed to be doing. They don't know. They have to ask somebody who knows a little bit more than they do. And that guy doesn't know either. Because the guy who does know, he's not there. He's not there today. George, it's everywhere, isn't it?
No, I've seen it, whether it's in business, where there's no integrity. Unfortunately, you do have a lot of honest people out there still. But when I ordered something from eBay recently, Vincent, I'm not getting off track, it's just a point. The individual supposedly, he apologized for a delay. I said, okay. He says, I'm going to get it out to you. Well, supposedly it was returned to him by the Postal Service because he didn't package it right. It was used in a non-standard box that was bigger than it was supposed to be. So, okay, fine. He goes, I'm going to get this out to you. So I ended up injuring my leg. I had, however it happened, very painful. So anyway, I ended up staying with a family further south. My wife and I are separated, but we've been in the process of trying to reconcile. So, and we're working on it. So anyway, but so I remember I couldn't be. I had a post office box. I have a post office box, and so it was going to be perfectly safe and secure there. The individual never sent the package out again once it was returned. So when I got back into town, it was over 30 days. You know, I contacted him. I said, hey, look, tracking shows it wasn't delivered. Where is it? So he goes, well, I'm going to talk to eBay. Well, eBay had already paid him. So you know what he did? They just told me, well, we're ruling against you because, and that was the first time I have had over 600 purchases on eBay over the years between mainly myself and my family. And anyway, long story short, the individual pockets the $90, walks away. So I talked to my brother. He said, look, it hit him hard on the feedback. Well, I did. And I noticed he's starting out, I guess he had sold maybe 20 different items or almost. Well, but the point was, now, if somebody didn't get the package, and it was, and I even told him, I said, look, you're the shipper. You have the documentation. I don't. But in other words, he just walked away. And I'm not blaming eBay because usually they're pretty good, but I was being understanding about it, my trust, and I took advantage of my trust and my patience. But I'm saying this is starting to creep in more and more and more, Vincent, and you know and I know it's at this point now. If it's not stopped or corrected, where is it going to be in another year or two? If we even have that long, if we keep pushing the Russians and keep trying to incite war and being led by the demented into basically a grave, you know?
Couple quick comments. So, George, you paid for this with a credit card, right?
I paid with PayPal.
Okay. What I try to do is use a credit card. And maybe you can initiate a dispute with PayPal. But I try to pay with a credit card for transactions that are online where I don't know exactly who I'm dealing with. I don't know who the seller is. So I use a credit card. And last resort is if eBay doesn't make it good, you know, first I try with the seller. You know, I let them know that it's not working the way they listed it. And they sometimes they say, take a hike. And I go, okay, I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to escalate this through eBay. Then they come back and they say, whoa, wait a minute. Maybe we can work this out. Okay. And sometimes, like, for example, the Chinese are really good at this. They will take a picture and you'll think you get, you know, a size 10. And it's really half that size. And they take a picture like a scrub brush for a grill. Mrs. Finelli was looking at one. She said, look at this. And I said, wait a minute, read the dimensions and then convert from millimeters. This thing is like 1 inch by 1 inch. Nobody has a 1 inch by 1 inch grill brush. Nobody. We don't make those in this country. They're like 2.5 by 3.5. They don't make little tiny toothbrushes for grills. And so, you know, she's now totally aware of the misrepresentations by the Chinese. So we bought this winch, 13,000-pound winch, for our trailer, and it, you know, it said it came with all necessary hardware. Well, it didn't. You can't use it. You can't use it without buying another $80 to $100 bracket. And the bracket's not available from the seller. So what they're selling is something that's completely unusable. And I said, we can't use it. What do we do? And it's like, tough. I said, okay, so we want to send it to you back. Send me a shipping label. And this thing weighs so much they don't want to ship it back, you know. And ultimately, we got the refund for the mounting bracket.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, George, a credit card dispute is a really, really great tool for when you've been taken advantage of. And what happens is you just call that toll-free number on the back of your credit card, and you talk. You say that you'd like to initiate a dispute. And a dispute means that there's a bona fide reason why you want your money back, and you want all of it back. And that once you initiate that telephone call will most likely result in the transfer of that payment to the merchant back into your account, like right then and there. I'm not talking in 2 weeks. I'm talking about right then and there on that phone call. So I've had to resort to that a couple times when I've been, hoodwinked and taken advantage of when I trusted a merchant and the merchant was deceptive. So in the case of this 13,000-pound winch, I said, well, I can't use this thing because it requires a mounting bracket. In the manual, it says that it requires this mounting bracket, and you don't offer one. So I'd like to ship it back to you, but I'd like you to pay for the shipping since I didn't misrepresent the product. Y'all did. And eventually the seller said, well, how about we give you 10% off? And I'm paraphrasing. How about we give you 15% off? And we got to the point where they had to come up with about $100, between $80 and $100 for me to buy this bracket. And then when they came up with that much of a refund that I could actually buy the bracket that it's supposed to come with, then I was satisfied. Otherwise, they were going to get it back. Okay. So the implied threat of, you know, it's going to be really hard for me to give you a good review on eBay when your product is misrepresented. They don't like that. They don't like it when you imply that threat. So I don't come out, you know, yelling and screaming, and I just come out with, you know, can you help me? Can you help me? Because I'm unable to use this, you know, the way it was advertised. I can't use it because it's missing this critical component that in your manual says is required. So that's where the dispute comes in. Now, we had an instructor who, boy, I really shouldn't say this. Let me see if I can talk around it a little bit. So one of our instructors bought something based on a commercial we heard on the radio. And it seemed like, you know, there were other people who were broadcasters talking about this particular company, and it all seemed really good. Well, the instructor bought this thing, and it never arrived. And he called and called and called, and it never arrived. And so he said to me, hey, Vin, you know, what do you know about this? So I did a little bit of research. Luke Cassidy heard us talking about it. He did some research. And it looked like there was something awry with this particular company advertising on the media. So I placed a phone call to top management. And I said, something's wrong here. Here's the research that one of our instructors has found. Here's what I've found. Looks like something's really wrong here, and one of our instructors on the radio has had experience with this, and it didn't play out well. Do you know what top management of that radio broadcasting company did? They pulled that advertisement within like 10 to 20 minutes. I got an email back. The advertisement is going to be pulled at midnight. Tonight. What happened? And, you know, this was months and months and months ago. So, you know, there are ways that we can deal with this. So our instructor got his money back, and the advertiser can no longer advertise on that particular network, whatever it might happen to be.
Yeah, but Ben, I agree with you that there are avenues, but sometimes, again, the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And I'll just say that when you deal with eBay, PayPal now said, when I investigated it, I looked into it, they said, well, you'll have to go back through eBay. And I think 99% of the time I found eBay is a safe place to do business. There's a lot of good people on there. And the people who, administer it, they're pretty good too. But you find every once in a while in any organization, you're going to have somebody who's backlogged. And what they do is they rush through their decision just to catch up and look good. But you can tell, as a former investigator myself, you can tell if somebody's doing due diligence.
Let's talk about backlog when we come back, George. I think you might. Do you have a few more minutes?
Oh, yeah, as much as you want, Vincent.
Yeah, we'll talk about backlog.
I'm happy to be here with you.
Got a really interesting story.
Self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump will make a virtual appearance later today in a Manhattan court in his criminal fraud case. Trump has pleaded not guilty to more than 30 counts of falsifying business records. His appearance is scheduled to make sure he understands he's not allowed to share any evidence revealed by the district attorney. President Biden said the latest debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were productive. In a statement, Biden noted that yesterday's meeting at the White House was about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy. While there are areas of disagreement, he said leaders and staff will continue to discuss the path toward a bipartisan deal. After the meeting, McCarthy also said the talks were productive. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the United States could go in default if the debt ceiling isn't raised by June 1st. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my when you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
George is with us in New Hampshire, USA Prepares instructor. So, class, there aren't many places where you can hear this story, but you can hear it right here at USA Prepares. And here's the story. All true. So when I was in banking, I was asked to develop a system for correspondence with customers. And what this was after a dumpster dive. This was after this is after the management that was in charge of customer service was in the dumpster, swimming around looking for mail. And here's what happened. Back in the 80s, it was required that if you had a dispute or you had a problem with a charge on your credit card account, you would have to write a letter to the bank. You'd write it, put it in the mail, the bank would receive it, stamp it, assign it to a person, and the bank had 30 days to work on it and respond, and if they didn't, the matter was resolved in the favor of the person who wrote the letter. Real simple. So you buy something for $100, doesn't go right, you complain to the bank through a dispute in writing, the bank works on it, does the investigation, contacts the seller, and determines who's right and who's wrong, and puts the charge or the credit in the appropriate person's account. Well, what happened was the bank had X number of employees, and they assigned to those employees to work the correspondence mail. So the supervisor would have a bundle of mail and drop pieces off in every in-basket of these 100 or so correspondents at the bank. Well, the overload was great. They needed X plus maybe 30% more employees to work this correspondence. And they didn't measure specifically how many pieces of mail each person worked, but they measured how long it took them to respond. So if it took too long because there were too many items of mail in the inbox for each customer service representative, the employees got penalized for taking too long. They couldn't work all the mail fast enough. So there were time limits imposed by the regulators. And what the employees did is they threw out the mail. They literally put it in the wastebasket and threw it out, which meant that the bank was responsible for paying the cost of the complaints of these credit card holders. You know, that $100 dispute became an amount that the bank lost because the bank didn't handle the correspondence within the 30 days. So when you talk about backlog, customer service representatives, you know, took it upon themselves to make themselves look better in a timely response by throwing out the mail. So I had to build a system to fix that. And I did. I implemented a system that fixed that. So instead of the supervisor just saying, okay, here's 10 for you, 10 for you, 10 for you, 10 for you, going up and down the aisles, handing out the mail, it was scanned in, actually with microfilmed, and then it was assigned by a computer in a round-robin sequence. You know, you get the first piece goes to rep number one, the second piece goes to number two, the third piece goes to representative number three, and so forth. So everybody got their fair share, and it was all tracked. And if it got lost, it was always on microfilm, it was indexed, and we could find it again. So that was the solution. So it's employers pushing to get more out of the employees, and the employees fighting back. It's like, but now it's out of control. Nobody wants to work anymore. The employees have had it. They've had it, and they don't have the desire to be team players anymore. They don't want to ride for the brand because the brand takes advantage of the employees and has for like two decades now. And it's increasing at an increasing rate. Nobody's loyal anymore. You know, I would be a loyal customer of Sears because Sears was great. How well did that loyalty work? Not so well, right? Where's Sears? It's gone. George, back to you.
It took a long time, too. It took a long time. But Sears, like you said, I worked for Sears at one time, and I told you that story there where certain supervisors were getting creative, promised dangling in front of people where you can join the union after a month, when in reality they knew you were only going to be there less than a month, a day short of a month, so you couldn't join the union. And basically just to help them over the hump of some backlog. But in the end, you know and I know, it's like everything's accelerated because I remember, like, if you go back to the Roman Empire, time moved very differently than they do now. They didn't have instantaneous communications like we have now. So a century then is probably like a decade now, maybe even as much as 5 years now. So because everything's so accelerated, and you can see how far we've fallen, even from one presidency to another presidency coming in, how much they can affect the country, the economy, the very welfare and health of the people. And in the end, it's like I honestly believe that they have computer programs that have studied history, have the informations of how, you know, empires rise and fall. But in the end, it's like I think they've come up with a formula. And I think they know how to take down a country. I think they've learned it from outfits like the Nazi Party, for example, the way they were able to get a stranglehold in a relatively short period of time on Germany and take it down a road that, well, let's just say there's different schools of thought, but let's just say in the end there was hell to pay. Some good decisions were made, like the Autobahn, things of that nature that came out with it. But at the same time, I still think there was something operating over this world that determines when your time is up, insofar as it's within human hands or in human hands, you know? And like you say, it's a miracle that we're in a, thank God we're in this country because there's so much wealth still, or there's so much natural resources, there's so much infrastructure that was built over, built up over generations of men and women sacrificing and creating their dreams. But look at how they're rapidly just turning it into the waste in this country, you know? I will say this, Winston, I won't go on and on. I'll just say the telephone company, you know, here's a tidbit you may not have heard. They said our telephone network in this country could never be duplicated again. And you know why? There aren't enough known deposits of copper in the world to duplicate it.
Well, that all makes sense. And my dad, when he was very young, had a job working for the telephone company. And his job was in these beds of wires. They were yellow and black wires at the telephone switching office, where the great big switches were for landlines. And there were unused lines. And his job was to trace out the unused ones and pull out the wire so it could be reused. You're absolutely right. George, here's a, you know, we talk about collapse. Gwyneth is going to be talking about installment number four or class number four about total collapse of civilization tomorrow. Well, here's an article that piqued my interest last night. There are about 2,200 small hospitals, rural hospitals in the United States, about 2,200 of them. 30%, 646 of them, are at risk of closure due to financial issues. 646 hospitals, rural hospitals, are at risk of shutting down. About 30%. 30% of all rural hospitals in the United States of America are at risk for closing their doors. 200 of that 646 are at risk of closing immediately. So you may think, class, that maybe this doesn't apply to you. Well, in Texas, of the rural hospitals, this is the number of, this is the percentage of hospitals that are at risk for closing that are rural in some of these states. So Texas, 49% of them. Kansas, 54%. Oklahoma, 49% of rural hospitals are at risk for closing. Mississippi, 36. Alabama, 52. New York, 53. Arkansas, 45. Iowa, 24. Tennessee, 38. Georgia, 29%. Missouri, 33% of the rural hospitals are at risk of closing. It goes on. Louisiana, 34, California 31, Montana 27, Michigan 22, Kentucky 19, Minnesota 14, Washington State 32%, Pennsylvania 29%, Illinois 17%, South Carolina 44%, North Dakota 28%, let's see, Hawaii 67%. Indiana 13%, Vermont 54%, Colorado 17%, Florida 29%, Nevada 46%, Wisconsin 8%, Wyoming 26%, Ohio 7%, Alaska 29%. Let's see, Alaska, Oregon 12%, Nebraska 4%, New Hampshire. You only have 18% of your hospitals at risk of closure, rural hospitals. Arizona 7%, Connecticut wins the race. I think it's about 67%. Massachusetts 40%, Utah 10%, and then Delaware, you know, where the first state where Joe hails from, 0%. Maryland 0%, huh? Right outside of Washington. New Jersey 0%, and Rhode Island 0%. Those are the numbers, class. The real numbers of hospitals in rural America that are at risk of closing. What happened? That's something that's probably not going to be reported in much of the news. And where'd that come from? Becker's hospitalreview.com.
Well, unbelievable. Vincent, I know that there are certain groups that do not pay their medical bills. One major group is the drug addicts, that when they end up near death because of their abusing their bodies with drugs, they end up getting rushed to a hospital. The hospitals, under law, has to treat them. But once they basically get them back on their feet, the individual can barely even function to even take care of themselves. They're abusing themselves, and it becomes like a vicious pattern. If you go down towards the southern border, and I'm sure this is infiltrating everywhere across the states, they said they have the illegal invaders coming in. And that's what they are. They're invaders. And they said if they need care or anything, especially along that border, they said, again, that it's a good thing to treat people for medical, but also it's also a good thing to be able to at least make some kind of an attempt to pay something for the care you receive. But again, we're being inundated, and with that vaccine so-called, I mean, I'm told they're overwhelming a lot of the existing medical system and structure we have.
Hansen, I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05... I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Commercial class, and I think people should be careful with the words they use. And this commercial talked about accidentally dragging a chain down the road, and the sparks from that accidentally dragging chain could spark a wildfire. I think it's more like carelessness. You know, we attach safety chains to our trailers when we haul them down the road. And what we do is we hook the chains onto the appropriate part of the hitch. And then we tie the chain to the hitch so that it won't come off by a bump or some other event. So we are deliberate and conscientious in how we attach our chains. Well, I see what they're talking about. But I find it hard to believe that a chain would spark a wildfire. But I don't find it hard to believe that a chain can wear through and go flying through somebody's windshield when it detaches from a trailer or a truck. So I think what we're talking about is conscientiousness and carelessness that are causing so many of our problems. George, we've been addressing the issue of the evisceration of the middle class here at USA Prepares. There's an article, and I really don't like talking about articles, but sometimes I use them to reinforce what we've been saying. There's an article that says, it's on the internet, themostimportantnews.com. It says, today half of our people are living paycheck to paycheck. I believe that. Says 500,000 of the very poorest among us are homeless. I believe that. And it says that 92 million of us, you know, about a third, are uninsured or underinsured, and families all across the country are worried about how they're going to feed their children. I believe that. An entire generation of young people carry outrageous levels of student debt and face the reality that their standard of living will be lower than that of their parents. I believe that too. And most obscenely, according to the article, says that low-income Americans now have a life expectancy that's about 15 years lower than the wealthy. Poverty in America has become a death sentence. I believe that, too. We've been saying that. And so let's contrast that to, you know, the Gates and the Bezoses and the Bloombergs and, you know, those. The top 1% now has more wealth than the bottom 92%. The top 1% has more wealth than 92% of Americans. And the 50 wealthiest Americans now own more than the entire bottom half of American society of 165 million people. This article goes on to say, I made $10 an hour as a part-time worker at Home Depot. And Home Depot style store. You know, I guess it was something like Home Depot. $12.50 on weekends. So $10 an hour during the week and $2.50 more an hour on weekends. That was in the 1990s in a small town. That'd be $19 an hour today and $24 an hour on weekends. I checked, and the same job today pays $12.50 an hour. That's what inflation has done. So gas, goes on to say gas was 99 cents a gallon. Milk was 99 cents to $1.29. That was in 1997 to 2000. That's correct. That's correct. And nothing felt expensive other than nice things and luxuries. And that's absolutely true. Nothing felt really, really expensive. Now it does. So daily living, groceries, now feel expensive. You could fill up an entire grocery cart for $25, and that included a cake. Now, it feels like you're making a house payment when you go up to the register, according to this article. I absolutely believe that. And it says that today, house payments are much higher than they used to be. In fact, it's being reported that the average existing home, is $93,000 more than it was in 2020. So since Joe took office, the average house is $93,000 more expensive than it was before Joe took office. Think about that. Here's where we are. These people, do you still have friends that voted for this regime? Do you really? Do you really believe the numbers that are coming from the media, the mainstream media, about how little inflation is? Really? It's being reported that olive oil is about 2x or approaching 2x what it was a couple years ago. George, any comments quickly?
Let's just say you and I have been there at the decimation of Western civilization.
And we have been there at the best times of American civilization, which I believe was the 1950s and the 1960s. That's when we were at our best.
And I think we're going to see the worst, my friend.
Yeah. And can you imagine that? Life expectancy is down that much for the poor.
You realize there's even shortages of children's Tylenol or children's medication now and penicillin?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.